Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is IP Interconnectivity IPIC Connection Overview. Today's presenter is Byron Bodwin. Byron is an IBM advisory software engineer who works for KIC's COS Level 2 support in Research Triangle Park, NC. Byron joined IBM in 1998 after earning a BS in computer science with a minor in mathematics from Jackson State University in Jackson, MS. He is currently responsible for providing technical support for IBM's worldwide customer base for the KIC product, which runs on the COS and VSE operating systems. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Byron.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Good morning. As Joseph said, I will be giving the IP connectivity, IP connection overview. This presentation will be a technical overview of the changes to CICS connectivity. CICS 3.2 allows KIC-to-KIC communications to use TCP/IP as a transport for processing distributed program link requests. CICS 3.2 has added new resource definitions to define a TCP/IP connection. In addition, CICS 3.2 provides an uninstall function for the new definitions. Enhancements to the system programmer interface to manage the new TCP/IP resources, and a new user exit to add correlation information to the TCP/IP flows. Please go to slide 3. CICS 3.2 introduces new resource definition, IPCon, and changes the existing TCP/IP service definition support case-to-case communications. In this release of CICS, distributed programming links are eligible to flow over CICS TCP/IP connections. There are a number of systems management enhancements to CICS to support KIC-to-KIC over TCP/IP. There's a new auto-install user replaceable module to support the installation of IPCon definitions, along with a new user exit to allow task correlation data to flow between the CICS regions. KIC's Flex SM System Manager and the SBI have been enhanced to support the display of correlation data to understand the flow of work within the SysFlex. There are new monitoring fields and statistics to support CICS connectivity over TCP/IP. Please go to slide 4. KIC-Sensys has been a leader in supporting new function in SNA and VTAM for over 30 years. KIC was the first IBM product to support LU62 and advanced program-to-program communication. Customers are now asking for IP alternatives to VTAM to allow them to simplify their system management tasks by converging their networks and to help them address the questions of VTAM and SNOP skills. New programs are familiar with IP and not with SNOP. CICS has a multi-release plan to provide new transactional IP protocol between KIC regions and into KIC systems. This strategy will allow KIC to realize value from advances in TCP/IP, also to exploit Z-Series technologies, and provide for a standard IP CICS infrastructure to access into KIC. In CICS 3.2, distributed program links and JCA will be able to take advantage of the new IP connectivity options. There's no plan to remove existing SNA and VTAM function from KIC or to require a customer to migrate to TCP/IP for KIC connectivity. There's no requirement for KIC applications to change to take advantage of this new function. CICS 3.2 will prove the ability to track a KIC request that flows between regions using system correlation data and user associated data. User association data can be specified by using a new KIC global user exit. CICS Flex System Management provides the ability to track the request across KIC regions using the system correlation data and user associated data. Go to slide 5, please. Current resource definitions. A connection defines a remote system with which KIC systems communicate using inter system communication or multi-region operation. When you define the connection, You give enough information to identify the system and specify its basic attributes. You put details in the session definitions about the sessions you use to communicate with the system. CICS uses a connection name to identify the other system when a definition has been installed. A TCP/IP service definition, which TCP/IP services are to use, kicks internal socket support. The internal kick services that can be defined are ECI over TCP/IP, and that's for KICS clients, IIOP, KICS web support, which is HTTP, or user-defined protocol. Please go to slide 6. Now, the new information for CICS 3.2 resource definitions, an IPCon definition is a transport protocol, internet protocol, communications linked to a remote system. The IPCon definition specifies the outbound attributes of the TCP/IP connection. The inbound attributes of the connection are specified by the TCP/IP service name on the TCP/IP service option of the IPCon definition. Now in CICS 3.2, the TCP/IP service now includes the TCP/IP interconnectivity, which is IPIC. Please go to slide 7. This figure just shows an example of the relationship between IPCon and the TCP/IP service definition. A single TCP/IP service can be used to receive from more than one connected KICS region, while an IPCon resource can only direct messages to a single region. On to slide 8, please. System initialization table changes. There are a number of changes that have taken place. The Apple ID. If KICS is running the SysFlex, its Apple ID must be unique within the SysFlex. Note that if the KICS Extended Recovery Facility, XRF, is used by any of the regions in the SysFlex, the specified Apple ID must not duplicate the specified Apple ID of any XRF KICS region. If, on KICS startup, the specific Apple ID is found to duplicate the Apple ID of any other KICS region currently active in the SysFlex, CICS issues message DSH PA 1946 and initialization will fail. CONF data specifies whether KICS is to suppress hot, suppress user data that might otherwise appear in KICS traces or in dumps that contain the VTAM received any input area. For IPIC over TCP/IP, KICS does not trace the initial input received on the IP connectivity link. The normal trace entries, which are IS0602 and IS0603, are created with the text suppressed due to CONF data equal high TC in the SID, replacing all user data. KICS then identifies a target transaction for the data. If the transaction definition specifies CONF data no, KICS traces the user data that is suppressed from the IS0602 in the trace entries. The special trace entry is not created if the transaction is defined with CONF data yes. The ICVTSD specifies the terminal scan value. The terminal scan delay facility determines how quickly KICS deals with some terminal IO requests made by an application or the IP connectivity input. The TCP/IP PARM should be set to yes. UOW NetQL specifies the qualifier for the net UOW ID for units of work installed on a local KICS region. The UOW NetQL is required only if VTAM no is coded. The specified values are used in the following circumstances. KICS is being cold started and VTAM no has been specified. KICS is being cold started and VTAM ACB has failed to open. KICS is being started with VTAM no and the VTAM ACB has not been opened since KICS was last cold started. KICS is being started, the VTAM ACB has failed to open, and the VTAM ACB has not been opened since KICS was last started. If any of the above conditions apply and UOW NetQL is not specified, a dummy default UOW NetQL of 9 unknown is used. This dummy UOW NetQL is invalid because of the first character is a number. UOW NetQL is giving this invalid name to avoid conflict with any real valid net name. If any of the above conditions apply, UOW NetQL or its default value is used as a default network ID of the KIX region on the IPCon definition that define IPCon connections. Please go to slide 9. The IPCon resource definition. Just talk about the actual components that go into how we build an IPCon resource definition. The Apple ID specifies the application identifier of the remote system. If the remote system is a KIX region, its Apple ID is defined on the Apple ID parameter of the system initialization table. The Apple ID can be up to 8 characters in length and must start with the alphabetic character. AutoConnect. This specifies where the sessions will be established when the IPCon definition is installed, which happens during KIX initialization or when you issue a subsequent cdinstall command or when CMT or the execkix TCPIP open command is used to start a communications with TCPIP. If the connection cannot be made at these times because the remote system is unavailable, you can subsequently acquire the link by using the CMT or exec CICS set IPCon in service acquire command. The description is basically just a description of what you actually just want to call that particular IPCon definition. The host specifies the name of the target system. The name can be up to 116 characters long. IPCon specifies the name of the actual IPCon definition. The name can be 8 characters in length. Max queue time specifies the maximum time that queued allocate requests waiting for free sessions on this connection can wait before the queue is purged. The network ID specifies the network ID of the remote system. The remote system's network ID is either the VTAM NAT ID or, for VTAM no system, is the value of the UOW NetQL system initialization parameter. The port specifies a decimal value of the port that the remote system will listen to. The port number is combined with the host value to determine the destination of the outbound request on this IP connection. Queue limit specifies the maximum number of allocate requests that KIX is queued while waiting for free sessions. The receive count and send count are as they're specified on BTAM connections. TCPIP service specifies the name of TCPIP service definition with protocol IPIC that defines the attribute of the inbound processing for the IP connection. Please go to slide 10. Slide 10 talks about the TCPIP resource definition and the attributes in which are defined on it. Backlog attribute specifies the number of TCPIP connections for which the service are queued in TCPIP before the TCPIP starts to reject the incoming client request. IP address specifies the dotted decimal IP address in which TCPIP will listen for incoming connections. It must be in the form of xxx.xxx.xxx.xxx, where xxx is 0 through 255. The protocol. Protocol must be specified as IPIC for a TCPIP service that is to be used for the distributed programming links. Transaction specifies the 4-character ID for KIX transactions attached to process view requests received for the service. For an IFC over TCPIP service definition, specify CISS or another transaction that executes the program, DFH-ISCOP. URM specifies the name of the user replaceable module to invoke for this service. For IPIC protocol, specify the name of auto install user program for IP connections. For the protocol of IPIC, if you do not specify an attribute, CICS uses the KIX apply default, and the IP connection auto install user program is DFH-ISAIP. Please go on to slide 11. Security. Security mechanisms for IP connections are similar to those that provide for the APPC connections, though they may be implemented differently. The bind time security prevents an unauthorized remote system from connecting into CICS. On IP connections, bind security is enforced by the exchange of SSL, the Secure Sockets Layer Client Certificates. Link security defines the complete set of CICS transactions and resources that the remote system is permitted to access across the IP connection. User security checks that a user is authorized both to attach a CICS transaction and to access all resources and SDI commands that the transaction is programmed to use. User security is a subset of link security. That is, a user cannot access a resource even if it is included in a set of defined as accessible by the user ID. If it is not included in the set of resources accessible by the link user ID. As noted, IPCon connections support SSL controls and encryption. On to slide 12, please. IPCon resource definitions. You have a certificate definition, which specifies the label of an X.509 certificate to be used as the client certificate during the SSL handshake when the IP connectivity is acquired. If this attribute is omitted, the default security defined in the key ring for the CICS region user ID is used. Certificates can be up to 32 bytes long. The ciphers specifies a string of up to 56 hexadecimal digits that is interpreted as a list up to 28 two-digit cipher suite codes. When you use CETA to define the resource, KIX automatically initializes the attributes with the default list of acceptable codes, depending upon the level of encryption that is specified on the encryption system initialization parameter. And the three encryption codes, you can either have weak, medium, or strong. You can order your cipher codes or remove them from your initial list. However, you cannot add cipher codes that are not in the default list for a specified encryption level. To reset the value of the default list of codes, delete all the cipher suite codes. The field is automatically populated with the default list. SSL specifies whether external security manager is to be used to perform security checks when the IP connection is acquired. The security name. This is the security name of the remote system and is used for link security. In a KIX system, the system initialization parameter, SEC equals yes, is the security name is used to establish the authority of the remote system. The security name must be a valid RACF user ID on your system. Access to protected resources on your system is based on the RACF user profile and its group membership. User auth specifies the level of attach time user security required for the connection. SEC equals yes must be set for this control to be applied. There are five options for user auth. Identify, and option identifies the incoming request must be a specified user identifier. Enter identify when the connected system has a security manager, for example, if it is another CICS system. Local specifies that KIX does not require a user ID or a password from clients. All requests will run under the user ID specified via the security name option. Verify specifies the incoming attach request must specify a user identifier and a user password. Specify verify when connected to systems are unidentified and cannot be trusted. No, specifies that KIX does not require a user ID, and that all requests will run under the region user ID. Certificate. Incoming requests must be accompanied by a client certificate. This certificate is then mapped to a user ID that request runs with. Please go to slide 13. TCPIP resource definitions. For the TCPIP resource definitions, protocol must be set to IPIC. We still have the cipher codes that must be specified. The SSL parameter has three options of yes, no, and client auth. Client auth specifies an SSL session must be used. Hicks will send over the service certificate to the client. Hicks expects to receive the client certificate from the partner system during the SSL handshake when the connection is being acquired. Please go to slide 14. SysID processing, IPCon versus a connection. You cannot install two or more IPCon definitions that specify the same Apple ID and the same network ID. The combination of the Apple ID and the network ID can be used to ensure unique naming of the systems across the network. You can install an IPCon definition that specifies the same Apple ID as the net name of the installed MRO, APPC, or LU type 6.1 connection definition. If the installed IPCon definition has the same name, i.e. SysID, as the installed connection definition, the Apple ID of the IPCon definition must match the net name of the connection definition. The IPCon definition takes precedence over the connection definition. That is, if an IPCon and a connection have the same name, Hicks uses the IPCon connection. Also, the TCP/IP and connection definitions have the same name, then DPL requests will fail if the IPCon is released or out of service, even if the connection resource is fully functioning. The IPCon must be discarded before the connection becomes available for DPL requests. And all of these rules are validated at install time. Please go to slide 15, please. Resource definitions. The IPCon definitions can be defined manually through the CETA transaction in batch with the CSDUP utility program or by the KixFlex system manager's business application services. IPCon definitions can be defined programmatically using the new IPCon auto-install function or through the use of the exec kix create command. The parameter option on the create command are similar to the CETA IPCon attributes. Please go to slide 16. IPCon auto-install. The IPCon auto-install user program performs a similar role for IP connections that are performed for APPC connections by the APPC auto-install user program. Like the APPC auto-install user program, the IPCon auto-install user program chooses an install IP connection to use as a template for the new connection. The main difference being that the template is an IPCon rather than a connection definition. If IP auto-install is active, Kix installs a new IPCon connection using the information in the connect flow, the IPCon template selected by the IPCon auto-install user program, the values returned by the user program in its communications area. For IPCon auto-install to be active, the receiving region must have installed at least one TCP/IP service that specifies protocol IPIC. Also, the name of the IPCon auto-install program must be specified on the URM option of the installed TCP/IP service definition. This differs from the auto-install of APPC connections, where the name of the auto-install user program is specified on the IE exit system initialization parameter. There is no equivalent system initialization parameter for IP auto-install. Instead, the name of the auto-install user program is specified on the TCP/IP service definition. As with APPC, putting the template IPCons out of service disables the auto-install function. The purpose of the auto-install user program is to provide Kix with any extra information it needs to complete an auto-install request. For IP connections, the user program selects the template to be used and provides the name of the new connection. Optionally, it can modify the values of the Apple ID, the host, and the port attributes of the new connections from those supplied by the IPCon template. All of the attributes of the new IPCon connection are taken from the selected IPCon template and cannot be modified by the user program. If the selected template is usable, Kix makes a copy of the definition within it and attempts to install the new IPCon definition. If the installation is not successful, a message will be issued. The default auto-install program, DFH-ISAIP, is an assembly language program that uses Kix-supplied IPCon definitions named. Please go to slide 17. IPCon auto-install continued. This right here is the parameter list at the install and are the parameters that must be passed in order to get auto-install to work. A function code of FOX0 is placed into the function parameter for the install. As you can see, the IPCon is the name of the auto-install IPCon, Apple ID of the remote system. The suggested Apple ID, this is an 8-character field containing the remote system's Apple ID suggested by CICS. If the Apple ID of the remote system pointed to by ISAIC Apple ID is blank, Kix uses the counter to generate an 8-character decimal digit name in the form of 00000027. We are going to pass the network ID, the TCP/IP service, the template, the host, the port, and the receive count. Can you go to the next slide, 18? Also, on the delete, it's pretty much like the install, but the different function code of FOX1 for the delete will be passed. Please go to slide 19. IP auto install continued. The default user program for the auto install of IP connections is an assembly language program called DFH-ISAIP. The corresponding copybook that defines the communications area is DFH-ISAIC. The source code of the default program and the copybook of this communications area are supplied in assembler's language, COBOL, PL1, and C versions. You can write your own IP auto-install user program in C, PL1, COBOL, or assembler. At install, when invoked to install an IPCon definition, the actions taken by the supplied user program are to specify that the CICS supplied IPCon definition, DFH-ISAIT, is to be used as a template by leaving DFH-ISAIT in the template field of the communications area. Specify a name for new connection by setting the ISAIC IPCon field equal to the last four non-blank characters of the connected system's Apple ID in the ISAIC Apple ID field. If the ISAIC Apple ID field is blank, set its value and a connection name to the suggested Apple ID in the ISAIC suggested Apple ID field. Leave all other connection attributes set to the value supplied by the IPCon template and return. At delete, when invoked to delete an IPCon definition, the supplied version of the user program takes no action and it returns immediately. Please go to slide 20. Global user exits. The XAP-ADMGR exit is used with distributed transactions that use TCP/IP network resources. It allows you to add user information to a task-associated data origin descriptor at the point of the origin of the distributed transaction. This information could later be used as search keys for processing carried out through CICS Flex SM. Kix provides a sample global user exit program, DFH$APAD, for use at the XAPADMG exit point. The exit program is invoked, if enabled, when non-system tasks for which no origin descriptor record is provided are attached. DFH$APAD performs the following processing. Provides addressability to the associated data provided as input to the exit, chooses a field from this data and places it in an output buffer, adds a field to the user correlation data in the output buffer. Please go to slide 21. Global user exits continued. Global user exit, XRS, INDI is invoked when an IPCon resource is installed or deleted. There's a new resource type, UEIDIPCN, which indicates an IPCon connection. You can use the XISQ exit to control the number of queued DPL requests for sessions on IP cards. The XISQ exit enables you to detect queuing problems, basically bottlenecks, early. It is invoked only for DPL requests across IPCon connections. XISQ enables allocate requests to be queued or rejected, depending upon the length of the queue. It also allows an IP connection on which there's a bottleneck to be terminated and then reestablished. The XISQ global user exit is invoked if it is enabled at the following times. Whenever Kix tries to acquire a session on IP connectivity, connection to a remote system, and there are no free sessions available, it is invoked whether or not you have specified the queue limit option on the IPCon definition and whether or not the limit has been exceeded. Requests for IP connectivity sessions arise when DPL is used across an IP connection. Also, whenever an allocate request succeeds in finding a free session after the queue on the IP connection has been purged by a previous invocation of the exit program. In this case, your exit program can indicate that Kix is to continue processing normally, resuming queuing when necessary. Please go to slide 22, please. User replaceable modules, the dynamic routing exit. The dynamic routing exit will continue to be supported for DPL requests. The routing program provides a sysid, which is being used to match against an IPCon resource. If the IPCon resource is not found, then the match will be attempted on the connection resource. Once an IPCon resource is matched, if the DPL request fails, Kix will not attempt to match a connection resource. Control will be returned to the routing program to select an alternative sysid. New SBI commands. The new SBI commands we have are inquire IPCon, set IPCon, create IPCon, discard IPCon, inquire association, and inquire association list. The first four are normal and are used for connection, for basic APPC connections. In a TCP/IP network, the inquire association command retrieves information about how the task was started based on the task number. Association records are identified by task numbers, thus the input data is the task number. The association data is retrieved from the specific task associated data control block. The associated data control block is built during the task attach processing. It might contain information about another Kix that acted as the point of origin for this task. Inquire association enables you to inquire about a single task association data in a local region. Browsing is not supported. The inquire association list command returns a list of tasks in the local region that have matching correlation information contained within their associated data control blocks. The tracking of these tasks that communicate using IPCons is superficially not unlike tracking the various tasks of a distributed unit of work. However, because the tracking applies to components communicating over TCP/IP network, you need different tools to manage it. Inquire association list allows you to filter tasks by using the user correlation data that has been added to the task association data original descriptors by an XAPADMGR global user exit program. You can also search on any of the Kix provided fields in the origin data portion of the associated data to find those tasks and transaction group IDs that share a set of common values. The command returns in set a list of numbers that are associated with the user correlation data defined in USERCORRDATA parameter. The number of items in this list is returned in the list size. Please go to slide 24. Statistics. There are some changes that have made to the statistics for IPCon. A new statistics type of IP connection is introduced for which resource statistics, but not global statistics, are collected. IP connection statistics perform a similar role to ISC, IRC systems, and mode entry statistics, whereas ISC, IRC system and mode entry statistics contain information about inter-system communication over SNA, ISC over SNA, or the MRO connections, IP connection statistics contain information about interconnectivity with TCP/IP connections. IP connection statistics can be accessed online using the execkix extract statistics ipcon command and are mapped by the DFH-IS-RDS-DSEC. A new CVDA value of the ipcon has been added to the res type option of the exec CICS extract statistics and exec CICS perform statistics command. Please go to slide 25. In summary, KIX now has the ability to connect to other KIX regions using TCP/IP. DPL is supported over IPCONs in CICS version 3.2. There are new auto-install options for the IPCON resources and the new associated data user exits for tracking distributed requests. Please go to slide 26. Slide 26 just talks about some additional hints and tips concerning IPCON. Most of the hints and tips have been addressed, but I wanted to kind of focus on the last three messages that were issued. If an installed IPCON definition has the same name as the install connection definition, the Apple ID of the IPCON definition must match the net name of the connection definition. If they do not, the message that results depends upon the situation. The DFH IS 3009, if the error is detected during IPCON auto install. The DFH AM 4913, if the error is detected during the IPCON install. And the DFH ZC 6312, if the error is detected during connection, install, or auto install. Please go to slide 27. And as I mentioned earlier, most of the additional hints and tips have already been mentioned prior to, but I also wanted to ensure that everyone is aware that the above rules are validated at install time. Please go to slide 28. Slide 28 is the additional WebSphere product resources, and it gives a number of different URLs in which you can find out information about this and other presentations. Please go to slide 29, and this is the question and answering. And I turn it back over to Joseph.
Thank you, Byron, for a great presentation. At this point, Marjay, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Our first question comes from Robert Zanuck from Charles Schwab.
Yes, you mentioned that the order of precedence for IPCON over existing connections is IPCON will be used first. Just want confirmation that obviously today it only supports DPL, but if something like a DTR comes in, that things will flow appropriately to the IP, to the older connection style until those are supported by IPCON as well.
You are correct. That only affects a dynamic program links right now.
Okay, great.
And we have no further questions. I'll turn the call back to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Marjay. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.